Hello, I'm Shelley Duvall. You see, I put a lid on my drink so I can never spill it again.
Oh my God.
I went to Millie's today. Have you heard of it?
To what?
Millie's.
Who's Millie's?
My man's.
And my man, thank you to my man.
He took me to this place called Millie's. Millie's Cafe? Millie's Coffee Shop?
Is it here?
It's in Silver Lake. Apparently, it's this like poppin' hoppin' place.
In Silver Lake?
And it was really good.
Nice. What'd you get?
Tuna melt. One thing about me is I'm going to get a tuna melt.
That's really interesting.
When it's on the menu, I'm going to get it.
I'm not like a tuna melt girl.
What are you? What is your like, I need to try this at every restaurant?
I don't have one.
Do you have a cocktail like that or a drink?
No, I just kind of go with my gut.
Every time?
Yeah.
You know what you do order sometimes?
What?
Chicken clubs.
I do love a chicken club.
You love a chicken club. And that's so chic, skinny girl of you. Like a chicken club is like, I do my taxes by myself.
I don't do my taxes by myself.
But the chicken club says otherwise.
The chicken club does it. No, it's just like chicken club has like a little bit of everything. We have a lot to cover today.
Yeah.
And we're on a time crunch because tell them that what you're doing without me after this.
I'm going to a museum because Taylor verbally said, I do not want to go with you.
I think that you're lying. When did I say that?
I have gotten these tickets a month in advance twice now. Last time you're unavailable. Are we airing this out on the podcast? Yes. I'm taking Maxie to the museum. Because boys need love too.
Okay. No. You.
Bros before hoes, no. As they say.
No.
Are you my bro?
Yeah.
Are we bros?
I think we're bros.
Okay.
I'm literally looking at my texts.
It was in person because we were leaving Synespia. Do you remember this?
No.
Devil Wears Prada. We got rained on. I had so much pizza to myself because you guys were being cute and coy. And I was like, I don't know if you guys like museums. And you're like, shoot, I have to work. And so I rescheduled.
How would I know that I had to work that specific day, but you didn't tell me the new date
you
that
didn't,
you
no.
were going to look
first,
at.
The first one was my fault. I just was like, oh, this would be cute if I like got extra tickets and surprised my friends.
And then you can't surprise me.
Fuck you. Fuck your mom.
No, you can't surprise me because I literally work on weekends. Speaking of, I'm like about to cry.
Did something happen today?
Yeah. I was like just minding my own business and like this guy and his girlfriend come in and I was like, hello, good morning. He's like, sup, girl.
Ew.
And I was like, I just kind of shocked.
Not a regular.
No. Never seen him before. And he was like, oh, you good? You not good? And I was just like, I'll be with you in just a moment. Took a second. I was like, hi, what can I get you? Just like addressing his girlfriend. She ordered. And then he ordered. And then they both pulled their, like, cards out. And then the girl was, like, going to pay. And I was like, no. He has his card out. Let him pay for you.
Oh, no.
Let him pay for you.
You tried it. And what happened? What was the result?
He paid for it.
Oh.
But then he was like, well, what'd you say to her? And I was like, well, I just told her, like, because you had your card out, like, that she should let you pay because you were offering. And he was like... Oh, no, I was just kind of doing that to be nice. I was like, oh, so you weren't really going to pay for her? You were just, like, faking?
Taylor, you're doing the Lord's work.
Well, because I was like, do you want to, like, retry the way you're fucking talking to me right now?
Okay, why are you about to cry from that, though? I would feel proud of myself.
It's, what makes me upset is, like, the, like, flush of anger, humiliation.
And you have to hide it and smile and mm-hmm. be cool. Got it.
And the older I get, the more it grates on me.
Mm-hmm.
The more frustrating and dehumanizing it feels.
Yeah.
And the more I find myself snapping back, the harder it is to bite my tongue. Like, and it what actually annoys me is, like, it feels like a waste.
Hmm.
Like, it feels like, why is my, like, cortisol spiking because someone was rude to me at this coffee shop job? Like, I only want to get worked up for stuff that's, like, actually important.
I think the alternative is you would pull a Kaivon and you would, like, leave your body for a second.
Dissociate.
And that, I think, is almost more damaging. Like, is it better to feel or not to feel? And don't answer that right now.
I don't know. I was actually talking to my therapist about it last week.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I think that this is like coming from a healthy place. Like it's coming from a like self-worth place. And been in really toxic workplace situations. So like, you know, but it just like, it makes me sad. And I also like miss weekends like, really bad. It sucks. It sucks not being able to like do fun stuff on the weekend. It sucks to not.
When like, are you? Do you have like weekends? You don't have to tell me on the podcast, but yes or no, like a 2 day off period.
But like it's in the middle of the week okay. And then I have class.
So now you don't have fun.
It's like sometimes I'll have like a day where I don't have class and I don't have work, but it's like on a Wednesday. And then like
what? And then you have to do laundry and grocery shop and like
be and it's alone. I'm not like, okay, like now can we go to the museum at 3 p.m. on a Wednesday?
The thing is, no. I specifically got these tickets later in the day thinking, oh, she'll be off by then.
Well, you didn't ask me.
I didn't ask you because when I was like, should I reschedule? You're like, yeah, or like, and I was like, oh, so I'll just get him and go find two other friends. And that's where the conversation ended.
Well, I didn't want you to be like rearranging like the whole
also,
thing.
Also, you like, and your man so did not seem very excited to
no. I literally think that you're misremembering it.
I, as an empath, can really feel
how people are feeling. No, and that's the thing. No. You're pretending.
Am I?
You are projecting. You're projecting what you think that I feel.
Well, check in next episode where we recap my perspective of the museum.
Goodbye.
Should we get started?
No, I think it's maybe healthy if we spend some time apart.
We spend so much time apart.
Hello, everyone.
No, continue right from there.
Hey, guys. My name's Taylor.
Hey, mine's Kyvon.
And welcome back to another episode of No Follow-Up Questions.
This is the show where we talk about the booms, the bangs, and the blunders of living through your 20s. Some of those are happening live on air.
Some of these are really blundering. I just came again straight from work. I'm just really like, I feel like I smell bad.
Starting
I'm so
off
tired.
On a wretched note.
I'm literally like, I'm sorry. I'm just in like I a bad like, mood.
You know, the weeks that we record, like, because we release episodes every other Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Usually we'll record every other week as well.
Yeah.
And to be honest, we are not the podcasters that are like, oh, we're gonna batch our episodes and be super prepared.
No.
Simply not the case for us.
We're literally like,
how do we feel today? Do you wanna? And then we do.
Yeah.
But sometimes we go out of town, sometimes we have obligations mm-hmm. where we just can't record on our normal schedule.
Yeah.
Such as this last time. So we had instead of 2 weeks in between recording, there's kids outside of being here. Literally
outside.
Suck it up. Children exist. So sorry.
Disgusting.
It feels like we haven't talked.
Yeah, it feels like we haven't talked a long time, even though we just saw each other. Do you want to tell the listeners?
Oh, we went on another double date.
Mm-hmm.
Those exist in real life.
No, for real.
Honestly, I think they didn't, but because they're on television, we made it real.
I think double dates are real, but I think like...
it's not a very common practice.
You don't think so? I haven't had a boyfriend in 5 million years, so I guess I wouldn't know.
Who else do you know that has been on a double date? I can't name another person.
They must exist.
That's what I'm like.
Oh, that's fun. I was like, I want to hang out with my man. I want to hang out with Kai. And I want to hang out with Kai's man. So, like, let's just all hang out.
And
so
we did.
Organized a little Los Feliz East Side extravaganza.
Mm-hmm.
Went to a cute little dinner at Atrium. And the food wasn't that good.
Food was very... like, I could have prepared.
I really could have prepared it. And the drinks were good, though.
Drinks were good.
Cocktails were good.
The bathroom had great wallpaper.
Great in there. Mm-hmm. A cute vibe. Mm-hmm. So we ate, we chatted. I was early.
I wasn't. And I was across the street.
And Kai was late.
No one told you to get there 12 minutes early.
Well, no, I literally was like so scared about parking because it sometimes
that's fair.
I drive around over there for like 15 minutes. So I wanted to get there with enough time.
I left my house at, I want to say like 6:45. Mm-hmm. It took like 20, 30 minutes to get there with traffic. And then I just drove around looking for parking for however long.
We just got super lucky.
Yeah.
So then, yeah, we had to wait for Kai.
God forbid you have to talk to your boyfriend.
I know. We were like just sitting there in absolute silence. Speaking of which,
he told us over dinner that he stopped listening to this podcast.
Yeah, so we could talk shit about him again. And that was something that hurt my feelings a little bit.
You're like, so you don't love me anymore.
You don't love me anymore. Because I tried to like play it cool. Like when we first started dating, I was like, haha, don't listen to the podcast. Like it's so embarrassing.
I would not be upset that he doesn't.
But then as we kept dating, I got more upset that he didn't listen. Anonymity, I was like, if you had a podcast, I would listen. What?
Would you? Yeah, you would. Yes. You would support him. But would you be better off for it?
What is that supposed to mean?
Another man with a podcast.
Oh.
It would be about sports, though.
Yeah, but I would like, still, like, I'd put it in the background, and I would just, like, even if it wasn't a topic I was interested in, I would care.
I am starting to believe that also there are levels to, like, different levels of evil. Like, a sports podcast is so much better than, like, a Joe Rogan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or, like, a alpha male podcast. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, but then, I mean, then my boyfriend was listening for a while, and I was like, oh my God, like, it's so cute. Like, he's listening.
Did you really feel that?
I did. I felt nice, but then I guess he doesn't care anymore. So.
He was like, I'm watching anime now, and so I just don't have time.
No, he's listening to an audiobook. He's like, I can't possibly listen to the podcast. He's expanding his
mind. Speaking of audiobooks.
Yeah.
I just finished A Little Life. Literally
full
today.
Full review, full thoughts.
Full thoughts. I no longer can recommend this book to anyone.
Okay.
But this book is going to stick with me for years.
That's horrible.
I was so relieved that it had finally finished because it had taken me on such a huge like roller coaster. But it was one of the most beautifully written books I've ever read or listened to.
But overall, cannot recommend.
It's not that it's bad in any sense of the word. It is just gruesome. It is hard to like get so attached to these characters and want so much for them. Fuck. And to just hear them go through so much.
That's really rough.
It's like, there are times where I'm just like gripping the steering wheel.
That's not pleasant. I mean,
unpleasant is the word.
Okay, this is definitely a different like type of book, but I felt that way about American Psycho, where I just like wanted to get through it. Mm. But it was like, and it sucks because like once you get the tone of the book, and I haven't seen the movie, but I'm sure like the movie cannot possibly be as graphically violent. But like when you get the tone, you're like, oh, it's like kind of funny. It's like a satire. Like there's a comedic element to American Psycho. But
this is the movie with Christian Bale. Mm-hmm, but isn't he a murderer?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's like very graphic descriptions of like,
yeah, that's hard.
Murder, mutilation, mm-hmm. torture, mostly against women. And after a while, it's just like really, really like weighs on you. But like, I don't know why I felt like I needed to like get through it.
Do you feel like you like gained something from muscling through that?
I can say that I read it, but like, I mean, I could have been fine without it.
So my thing with this book is there are some points in the book that are so eye-opening and so enlightening and uh-huh. so heartwarming that like I'm gonna think about for so long. It's a book about like friendship and the aftermath of trauma and like mm-hmm. the importance of love and how it doesn't solve everything. But I don't know that you can get that without going through the context of all of the hard stuff. Mm. That's why I can't recommend it. It's like, if you can stomach it, then the message is well worth it. But like,
I wonder what the point, I'm just like thinking about what the point of that is from like a,
like, is it necessary?
Narrative standpoint.
Yeah. I think it'd be hard. There are some points where I'm like, I questioned if that amount of detail was actually poignant or if it's just to make you like real a little bit.
Yeah. I think there's like some, I think like the like extremity of whatever, like they're going for, like the that is an artistic choice in and of itself to, like, kind of overload and overwhelm. But I don't know. I mean, I usually read, like, at the end of the night.
This isn't like I'm going to sip my tea and catch up on. No, this is like a. And I couldn't imagine, like, reading a physical book of this because it was a 30-hour long audiobook. I had spent a month listening to this. And obviously I had to take breaks and, like, listen to the Hunger Games, that kind of thing. But I'm really, like, glad that I got through it. And I feel like I'm going to be changed because I have not stopped thinking about these characters.
Man. Maybe I will if I feel, like, really mentally healthy at some point. I think
you could handle it, but, like, understand that you'd have to take breaks. I genuinely, like, want to find someone to talk about.
Okay. I think I could make it. It's, like, on my list. It's something I do kind of have a few books going at a time usually. What I'm working on right now, Emily Ratajkowski's memoir, My Body.
Who's Emily?
She is, like, a model. And she, like, blew up because she was Emrata. Yeah,
Emrata. Got it. Okay. She has a podcast?
She has a podcast.
Okay.
She's friends with Julia Fox. She was, like...
I know her as Emrata, not her full name. Oh, her
full name. She's in the Blurred Lines music video. She was in Gone Girl.
She's in the Blurred Lines music video?
Yeah, that was how she got really famous. I've never seen it, but I did
meet Robin Thicke recently.
Oh, my God. But the memoir is, like... It's interesting. It's a little unsettling. I thought it would be, like, kind of more, like, gossipy and fun, but...
Does memoir automatically denote that, like, they wrote it about themselves?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I don't know. It's, like, more of, like, an essay collection, I would say. But, yeah, okay. It's kind of like memoir.
Oh.
But it's about, like, her... basically, like, her experience being, like, an extremely hot person.
Interesting.
Like... But there's a lot of, like, really kind of weird stuff that goes along with it. Like, she's talking about, like, being objectified from such a young age, like, modeling as a teenager. But then as an adult feeling like she needs to then self-objectify because if she's doing it, like, she has power over it. Mm. And how she's, like, has all these mixed feelings about capitalizing financially off of her body, but then being like, if I have this asset and I have to live under capitalism, like, I might as well use it. But she has, like, a lot of feelings about it. Yeah, so it's kind of interesting, but it's just like,
what was your takeaway?
I'm still working. You're still on reading it. But I mean, I don't know if the whole point of it is, like, you're supposed to feel bad for her.
It reminds me of Selena Gomez's, like, documentary.
I was just thinking about that because she's, like, been in the news a little bit. Or maybe not the news, but, like, she...
Well,
because
she centered herself with the current...
She posted on her Instagram story. She's like, I just, like, want everyone to be happy. And, like, can we not hurt each other? And then she's like, I have a sister, and it just, like, makes me really sad. And then, like, the next day she was like, okay, fine, guys, like, I'm deleting my Instagram, like, you won, whatever. Because
Selena deleted her Instagram?
No, but I think she was just like, I'm getting off Instagram for a bit, like, I just can't handle it. She just had, like, a very watered down, like, statement, and then
a statement that didn't need to be made, period. But that brought everyone's, like, brought into question her. A lot of people are saying she's, like, she pulls the victim card a lot.
She kind of
does. I tried to watch her documentary when it came out.
Oh, yeah.
And I got in, like, 20 minutes, and I was like, she's not stopped crying from the beginning of this. What's the point?
I was thinking it about...
very self-serving.
Well, what is... Doesn't she have, like, a chronic illness?
Lupus?
Okay.
Yes. But, like, why are you on my TV screen crying when you, one of the richest celebrities, most, like, you can afford therapy, you can afford care, you can afford.
Yeah.
What is this for?
I mean, I think there's, like, something where celebrities try to humanize themselves.
It's the Beyonce doing an unboxing video on Instagram.
Yeah, or even, like, when I'm thinking about, I think it's in, like, her Beychella, like, documentary, where she's like, we're, like, weeks behind. And then she's like, I only had an apple and an almond.
When she's today. On the FaceTime call where she's like, I fit into the dress.
And I'm like, ooh, girl, like you are kind of doing this to yourself. Mm-hmm. And I understand that like you're upholding this like artistic excellence, which I support, but nobody's telling you like you need to be skinny. Mm-hmm. So I'm like not really gonna like give you a prize for doing like a really like restrictive diet that's very unhealthy for you to be like a weight that you think you need to be. I'm not gonna be like, wow, go girl. Like you just like kind of hurt yourself for no reason.
The Emrata thing, excuse me, it's like literally go leave LA for a weekend and realize that the rest of the world doesn't give a shit.
It is like making me kind of practice empathy though, because I'm like, oh, I kind of, I'm like learning who you are as a person. I don't have to like you. I don't have to feel bad for you, but like I can kind of gain a little bit of knowledge about you and then practice extending empathy to people who on the surface I'd be like, I don't really feel empathy towards you because well, like you're people in kind such a privileged of, position.
They open themselves. It's not even that you're in a privileged position. It's that you're then choosing to complain about said position or try to muse on your position and whether or not it's like the ins and outs of what it looks like on a day to day as if we are experiencing the same thing.
If we're experiencing the same reality.
You're not pulling from a shared human experience. You are in a very small subset of models.
Right.
Privileged, successful, very visible models.
Uh-huh.
Which I am none of. Bibi, hey, can you please not? No. We're back in my bedroom, by the way.
Yeah, we are. But we're in Kai's room.
Because for technical reasons.
Bibi's being so sassy.
Bibi. Anyways.
Anyway.
Let's talk about another model. I wanted to float this idea past you before I just rant on our TikTok. Kendall Jenner.
And Bad Bunny.
And Bad Bunny, Bad Bunny. Okay.
So.
Max says, hell yeah, brother.
Thank you.
It's about to go down.
Well, we were at Max and Melody's house actually doing the cutest thing ever, painting pumpkins. Mm-hmm. And then we were watching Bad Bunny's SNL appearance.
Which was a turning point for me
and
with Bad Bunny.
He is fine. He's and we've known this.
Fine, but also like.
Funny.
Yes. Like it made him more, not approachable, because that's not the word. Cute.
Yeah. Like I feel like I learned more about his personality.
Sexy, hot, and cute.
Yeah.
And
he's all of this.
If above. You are a combination of any of the former two with cute. One of those squeezy little cheeks, do you know? That's the difference. But the thing about Bad Bunny is he has this energy that is like cool.
He's very
I don't know how to explain it.
But he's also
something
kind
that Kendall isn't.
Yeah. Yes. And she has kind of like a she's self-conscious.
Yes.
And not like self-conscious. Oh, I'm like, I don't look good. Like she's aware of her image.
Oh, okay.
In a way that I think he just like makes choices because it's coming from like an authentic place. But she's like,
as in she comes across more vain.
She comes across more calculated.
Oh, okay. She to me reads very vanilla pudding cup.
Mm, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think she's probably a cool person. Like in the
she's
way that
kind of boring, I think.
Right. And I don't know that she, like, that's her goal in life, but since they've started dating, there's the possibility that he is rubbing off on her a little bit.
Okay, because speaking from the boring vanilla girlfriend of a Latino man, delete that.
I'm going to fight you.
I don't get it either.
Okay, I'm taking a page out of my own high book with Kylie and Tim.
Because, okay.
We don't need to get it.
Real or not real?
I'm still choosing to believe real. I don't think it's as like storybook perfect as they want us to believe, but I do think it's real.
I think, you know what I actually know? I think like they fuck.
Yeah.
Like they fuck.
And you would too.
1,000. Do you remember when he posted Stump?
Are we talking about Bad Bunny? Bad Bunny and Kendall, I think, are in a more real relationship than Kylie and Kendall, or Kylie and, Kylie and Tim.
Yeah. Like, I think that they're, I don't, I cannot picture them. I can't, like, envision what they talk about, but I feel like they just, like, giggle, which is cute.
We need pet names really quick, because I don't know who you're talking about.
I think Bad Bunny and Kendall and giggle.
KJ? Giggle?
I think they giggle. I don't think, I can't, like, picture them.
You think she's learning Spanish for him?
No, and I don't think he's, like, learning any more English than he already knows.
Okay, so then it brings me to the question, what do they have to gain from each other?
They fuck. That's what I'm saying.
She's getting the stumpy stump.
And she's a model, I guess.
She's a model.
Guys are into that.
Uh-huh. Look.
What?
Everyone in the world has at some point lusted after someone that they could probably break in half.
Not me.
You've never lusted after a skinny little white boy?
Ever? Not skinnier than me, because I think that would give me such body dysmorphia.
No, I'm talking sickly skinny.
No.
You've never once been attracted to Timothy Chalamet.
I knew now that he's a little
Robert Pattinson
bigger. Robert Pattinson is not like sickly, and he never has been. He's lean. I like lean, but I don't like
the skin of a killer, Bella.
He's not sickly in that movie. He's just pale.
Yes.
Okay. I feel like we're getting lost in translation.
I'm saying her appeal to him. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Like, I understand where he's coming from. I also understand where she's coming from.
I get it.
She has a lot to gain. She has a whole personality perception. Like, the perception of her is a...
Yeah.
She has a lot to gain in the personality region. In her personal... In her, like, professional image. Mm-hmm. That's the one thing she's lacking.
A personality. You're so right. Okay, I've been thinking. No, but like, some people have a personality, some people have to cultivate one.
In the sea of the Kardashians,
she has the least personality.
Right. North is on top, followed by Kim.
North is going to actually like run my life.
Uh-huh. We need to talk about North and eating the onion raw.
Wait, that shook me to my core.
And that to me was, what do you do successfully, quickly? Rehashed, like, revamped the reprise.
I actually have not been I'm not caught up on this current season.
Neither
have
I, but do you need to be?
No. Because it's like whatever happens on the show gets written about and like memed. So and you don't actually have to watch the show.
North is Kim's like living nightmare.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And greatest
menace.
Joy, I'm sure.
But I think like North is just her mind, her personality is so interesting that I think everyone's a little scared of her. She's a little bit of like a loose cannon. Like, and you kind of never know what she's going to say, which is like so fun.
I love that because that's like the one member of the family that they can't contain.
And I think that's very like her father mm-hmm. coming out in her because, I mean,
because she's a fucking child.
She's a child, but I think, like, but Kanye, I think that relationship is a bit strained because not only did he have, like, mental health issues, but, he kind of grated against the Kardashian machine after a while. And he didn't want to be part of the image, and they couldn't really, their images were at odds because I think when he and Kim first got together, his star far eclipsed hers.
Mm.
And I think he saw some of the heat that he could like mold and make into the woman he wanted her to be. But then as she got more and more famous, like she tried to mold him. She was like, no, like you are not acting in the way that my husband should act. And I think a lot of shit went down behind the scenes that like we will never know about, like really, really dark shit.
Mm.
And she, I think, really wanted to keep it under wraps. And then at a certain point, just she couldn't. And he was hurting her brand. and probably personally hurting her. These girls,
these fucking kids.
Nothing that you're doing is more important than this podcast right now.
Literally, JJ. Do they go to school? Don't know, because they're always outside. They're of school age. Yeah, here we are.
Are they homeschooled? Online school?
No, those parents, bless their hearts, do not have the time to homeschool all those girls. Anyways, compare North to Stormy. Stormy fits the Kardashian mold.
Yeah.
North doesn't. Mm-mm. And I fuck with that. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about Miss Chloe and her prosthetic lips for the Bratz costume?
I don't think I saw this.
Look up Chloe Halloween costume 2023. She went as a Bratz doll. And when the pictures came out on Twitter, people were like, now, who the fuck is this? Because it's certainly not Khloe Kardashian.
Whoa. Wait, let me look.
She's tan the house, different hair color, obviously a costume. But then her facial features just are like not the same. And word on the street is she has prosthetic lips on.
Huh. She looks pretty. I'm underwhelmed.
Let me see. That's a different woman entirely.
No.
She's always the one though to like surprise people with the complete, whether it's Photoshop or
I'm not surprised. Work.
You're not surprised that it's a different face on her?
I'm just like, I want the Kardashians to do something funny or clever for Halloween one year. I'm sorry.
Like what?
Like,
I think of Kylie as the Bride of Frankenstein.
Wait, I actually was obsessed though with Kourtney dressing up as Kim at the Met Gala.
When?
Oh my god.
She dressed up as Kim.
Yeah. Do you remember? Going to the Met Gala? Do you remember Kim's first Met Gala and she was pregnant?
No.
And she came with Kanye and she was super super pregnant. She was wearing floral.
Okay.
Floor length gown and people like roasted her and they were like, oh, you look like a couch. Okay. Let me I'm showing Kai.
This is her first one.
Her first Met Gala.
When was this? Cause look at the makeup. Can I guess?
This was probably
2014.
Yeah. It's around that time. But then Kourtney recreated, that look. And wore like the same dress because Kourtney, I guess, just gave birth. But before she gave birth, she trolled her sister one last time by recreating the look.
And was it successful?
I think it was like funny at least. And what do you do quickly, successfully?
What do you think of your mom's work? What does she do?
Wait, okay. I feel like we talked about the Kardashians for so long. I have an unhinged theory.
Scary?
To run by you.
About the Kardashians or about something
about
different?
About something completely different.
Okay, hit me.
Okay. So do you know the transitive property?
In math?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in its essence, maybe.
So if A equals B
uh-huh.
and B equals C, then A equals C.
Yes.
Okay, is everybody with me?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's think about this. I was thinking about, is there a transitive property of X's? So let's think about it. My ex and my current partner have the same taste in women because they dated me. But would my ex date my partner's ex?
Do you and your partner's ex look similar?
No. No, but I'm just thinking, like, would this theory actually hold up?
I think there are certain qualities that you hold, maybe not physical, that would hold up. Can I say something really dark?
Yeah.
And this isn't about anyone in particular. It's just something that I've noticed in the dating community.
Yeah. That's a very interesting
layer. There are some through lines, some patterns that I've noticed in looking at what came before and then what comes right after.
Right.
Whether or not I'm involved anymore. Yeah. Uh-huh. So.
And with the vibe. Is the vibe similar?
Huh? Between me and other people?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like, what is the pattern? Because sometimes I'm like...
So what I meant...
You know when you stalk?
Do I? Actually...
Sometimes I see things and I think this makes sense. And sometimes I see things and I think, where did this come from? You know what I mean?
I don't know that I've stalked.
What is it like to be mentally healthy?
I'm not. I'm so not. But I have it. My one ex, I want nothing to do with. Anytime I've seen them online, it's because they looked at my stories.
Scary.
Recently.
Hey, yo.
But like, they don't post anything anyway. And I'm not going to go looking.
No, I'm caught up on, I'm caught up on everyone. Show. No, I'm literally, I like watch my stories.
Any situationships that I was in the past 2 years, either they're not online or they were like people that like we don't speak of.
Right.
Because some shit went down or something like that.
No, but like I'm caught up on.
Or they're now dating like women.
Terrifying.
Not terrifying. Good for them. Women deserve love too.
Okay, but that's interesting. Does that figure into my unhinged theory? Would, if you in that, are you and that woman similar in certain ways?
I don't know. I've never met them.
But can we just imagine?
I would imagine that, yes, they're like, that person in particular, like, values creativity and intelligence, which I'd like to think that I bring to the table.
And how then they took a little brief detour dating you.
I don't know. Let's ask the audience.
This is an unhinged theory that I'm developing.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just made you think of said property?
I don't know. I was just like thinking about
Were you stalking recently?
I was thinking about like my dating journey. Like, and I was thinking about like, I was thinking basically about like, cause I'm caught up with everyone. Like I know like my exes, new partners, I'm caught up on them.
Let me stop you.
But I was like, if my boyfriend met my ex's current partner, would he like her?
If you met your, how do you do this from your perspective?
If I met.
Like if you are A, would you date C?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So like
it's more like A B C D.
A
if
A B,
if A, A okay no if me, I'm
you're A
if I'm A
uh-huh.
and I dated B
okay
and B
you are currently dating
dated
B.
C
okay
am I equal to C
no but so then you be B
if I'm I want to draw this out.
I'm trying to like ask you, would you date whoever's ex?
No, or would I date my boyfriend's ex's current boyfriend?
Yes, 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 yes. Would you? Do you know what he looks like? Do you?
I'm so glad my boyfriend doesn't listen to this anymore. I'm caught up with everybody. Like, I just
would
know.
You?
I don't think so.
Looks
and
alone.
And that's like why it's like interesting to me. Cause I'm like, what? Like, are we like are our tastes evolving and changing? Do we have like a different myriad of like things that we're into? And like some people fit into certain boxes, some people fit into others. Like are like what qualities are similar, what qualities are different? Because like that's something that I've actually been like insecure about, like being very physically different than a partner's ex, and is my body like an acceptable range in the bodies that you like?
Do you think the current stalking is good for us?
I think, first of all, mind your business.
You brought it up!
But I didn't want a correction on my behavior.
I'm not correcting you, but I'm wondering, like, does it actually create a good... While I haven't stalked recently, a lot have come out of the woodworks recently.
Think,
and we've talked about this.
I think
this.
If I didn't actually know the truth, what I could make up in my head would be worse.
Work.
You know?
So the truth will set you free.
The truth will set me free.
Okay.
That's all I have.
The question is to you audience members, would you date your current partner's ex's current partner?
Yeah, would you? Or would your...
Would you,
this is another version of the question. If you met your ex's, or if you met your current partner's ex,
uh-huh.
or your ex's current partner, would you guys be friends? Like, sometimes I think, like, yes.
If I met
she's my girl.
My current partner's ex.
Would you and that ex be friends?
No. I feel like that would make things weird for my current partner.
No, but if you didn't know your current partner, if the current partner wasn't in the picture, if you and this ex met because you were coworkers or you were like...
Probably. Like, there'd be no reason not to be friends.
Yeah, but like, would you have similar personality traits enough to like be friends?
But that goes back to like, do we love ourselves or hate ourselves?
No, because sometimes I'm like...
Because you know when one of your friends is like, you guys are the same person?
Terrifying.
Terrifying.
Because sometimes I'm like, you know... ex's partner, I'm like, oh, she's girly pop, and like I look at it from a bestie lens, but sometimes ex's it's partner. Like sometimes I'm like, oh, she's, I don't know if she's girly pop.
I feel like it's also different woman to woman.
Sometimes I'm like, oh, she would bully me, you know. I like, I feel like if you know me, like I'll let you know like who I'm thinking about and all this stuff, but if you don't know me, just imagine.
I'm like partially curious, but like I am also one of one.
I'm the only one.
Right. There's no bitch out there doing it like me in the way that I'm doing me. Like, I dare you to find a racially ambiguous 6'6" can sing, is creative.
Wait,
like,
that's actually so true. Well, I'm a dime a dozen.
What is that, like super common? Is that what that phrase means?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Ex-theater girl.
Well, that one
Midwestern.
That's all of LA.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So what I guess what I'm saying is me and Kendall have a lot in common. We're both models and we both need personalities. Anything you want to say before we wrap up?
I feel like this episode was a little crazy.
Okay. I can either be...
But I feel...
I can either be KMS mode or I can be crazy. So choose your fighter.
What's the difference?
Hey, yo.
I feel like we should continue this conversation on TikTok.
Oh my God,
a few
yeah.
of them. You bring the transitive property back to TikTok.
People are going to be like, what the fuck what are the you talking about?
And I'm going to start crying about A Little Life.
I want your high breakdown of
my
Kendall.
My thing is about Kendall is it's not clear cut. Like... Kylie and Timothy was like the stars opened up.
Maybe
and
this
I
because
saw.
You're sober right now.
No, I noticed this about Kendall when I was high.
Okay.
She was in something and she had a little like swagger to her. And I was like, where the fuck did that come from?
Can I compile some images and videos for you to react to?
Yes, please.
Okay. I just need to hear your thoughts about it. But thank you guys so much for listening. If you like this episode, please subscribe. And rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify Podcasts.
Yes.
Send it to a friend. If you have a friend who loves Kardashians, this is like a really good intro episode.
It's a great intro. If you have a friend that loves algebra, also great intro. you can follow us online. We have an Instagram, TikTok, and a Threads, all at NoFucksPod. We have a website, NoFucksPod.com, and an email address, NoFucksPod@gmail.com. You can send us a message, any advice, requests, any pop culture that you want us to talk about.
Yeah.
We put out episodes every other Tuesday, and they're all kind of this crazy. So hope you love it.
And before you go, just remember... Sometimes you follow up on the question, and sometimes the question follows up on you.
Damn.
And with that, I don't think I have any follow-up questions.
I found myself gagged. Gagged, silenced. Silenced and gagged. I don't have any follow-up questions either. Bye.